Scrooge.
My dear young person, you seem to have swallowed uncritically the 19th century doctrine called positivism, which says that science should concern itself only with things that can actually be observed. I agree that it is not possible to measure a wave function in any one experiment. So what? By repeating measurements many times from the same initial state, you can work out what the wave function in the state must be and use the results to check our theories. What more do you want? You really should bring your thinking up to the 20th century. Wave functions are real for the same reason that quarks and symmetries are, because it is useful to include them in our theories. Any system is in a definite state whether any humans are observing it or not. The state is not described by a position or a momentum, but by a wave function. Tiny Tim, I do not think I want to argue about what is real or not with someone who spends his evenings wandering about with ghosts. Let me just remind you of a serious problem you get into when you imagine the wave function to be real. This problem was mentioned in an attack on quantum mechanics by Einstein in the 1933 Solvay conference in Brussels, and then in 1935 written up by him in a famous paper with Boris Podolsky and Nathan Rosen. Suppose that we have a system consisting of two electrons, prepared in such a way that the electrons at some moment have a known large separation and a known total momentum. This does not violate the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. For instance, the separation could be measured as accurately as you like by sending light rays of very short wavelength from one electron to the other. This would disturb the momentum of each electron, but because of the conservation of momentum, it would not change their total momentum. If someone then measures the momentum of the first electron, the momentum of the second electron could be calculated immediately because their sum is known. On the other hand, if someone measures the position of the first electron, then the position of the second electron could be calculated immediately because their separation is known. But this means that by observing the state of the first electron, you can instantaneously change the wave function so that the second electron has a definite position or a definite momentum, even though you never come anywhere near the second electron. Are you really happy thinking of wave functions as real if they can change in this way? Scrooge.
I can accept it. Nor do I worry about the rule of special relativity that forbids sending signals faster than the speed of light. There is no conflict with this rule. A physicist who measures the momentum of the second electron has no way of knowing that the value she finds has been affected by observations of the first electron. For all she knows, the electron before her measurement might just as well have had a definite position as a definite momentum.